This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Data on home sale closings show more people from out of state are buying in Colorado. CPR's Rachel Esterbrook explains.
Land Title Guarantee Company is the largest local title company here, and the percentage of buyers it's seen who are outside Colorado has gone up steadily. 21% of buyers through April this year are closing using an out-of-state address. Land Title can't say whether that means they're buying a new home to move to Colorado or whether the purchase is a rental or vacation home. But 21% is a significant increase over the 15% of out-of-state buyers just a few years ago. The states with the most purchasers are Texas, California, and Florida. Rachel Esterbrook, CPR News.
Colorado school districts can begin applying for rebates to replace diesel school buses with electric or clean fuel buses. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The Clean School Bus Program is a five-year, $5 billion federal program. Priority goes to low-income, rural, tribal, and high-need school district applicants. They can request funds for up to 25 new electric school buses. The EPA will award up to $500 million this year. Meantime, state lawmakers set aside $65 million for electric school buses to help improve air quality. A state agency must still decide whether the money will purchase the electric buses outright or will offset costs. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The U.S. Forest Service has called for a temporary nationwide pause on controlled fires for all national forest lands. CPR's Joe Wirtz has more.
The federal agency says drought, hot temperatures, and extreme winds have made setting controlled fires to clear brush and small trees too dangerous. One controlled fire started by the Forest Service escaped containment lines last month and joined another blaze to form what is now the largest wildfire ever recorded in New Mexico. The agency is conducting a review of its policies and procedures before it resumes controlled burns in the fall. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
There's a chance for more rain along the Front Range today. This is CPR News.